Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Well, tonight I've got a good word for you. And I want to speak to you tonight about decisions that carries an eternal reward. Amen. And you know, it is moments of decision in our lives that shapes our destiny. And many times you don't realize small decisions. How many of you can look back on your life and say, man, I made a small decision there. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have got to where I am today. And the Bible says that a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his footsteps. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean no matter what you say, you're going to end up in the right place. It means when you make a decision, God will speak to your heart and guide you correctly. Because it is possible to make wrong decisions. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Like marrying the wrong person can bring terrible results into your life. Amen. So where there's no decision, there's no shaping of your destiny. Destiny is shaped by decisions. And when you make decisions based on what is easy, you will go with the flow. You will never excel. Easy decisions doesn't let you excel. To get somewhere often takes a price. It costs something. For Jesus to become our Redeemer cost him something. Somebody say amen. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said this, concerning all acts of, because his name is so big, this quote is powerful. Okay. He says, concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there's only one elementary truth, that the moment one commits oneself, success is activated or moved towards. So it takes decision, takes commitment. You know, there's a saying, you know, he's lucky. But the saying is actually that you make your own luck. They say, well, it's the bounce of the ball. But it's the person that was present when the ball bounced. And they say, hey, he's lucky. He was lucky because he was in the right place at the right time. He was positioned, amen. You have to take action. You know, if you believe in luck, you make your own luck. Amen. It's that rugby player, you know, that rugby ball that just bounces and I mean, they kick the ball and a person decides to run for that ball and then he's lucky because the ball bounces the right way. But all the others are spectators of the person who made their own luck. If he stayed behind to look, that ball would have bounced in the same direction. Amen. So making decisions is very, very, very very important. In other words, I want to say to you today, saints, engage in life. Amen. Don't let it pass you by. Engage in life. The most powerful way to shape our lives is to take action, to just do it. I've learned with God, if you just do it and you do your best, God will direct your footsteps. He'll open doors before you. He'll make a way for you. You see, the difference in people comes down to what they have done differently from others. Two people right next to each other. Sometimes I look at people. Have you ever seen people that look like losers, but they're incredible winners? Have you ever seen them? You walk up and say, oh, this guy looks like a loser. And he opens his mouth. He's a winner. You say, my God, how did he get there? Decisions made. Correct decisions made. Amen. Don't deceive yourself. Our decisions affect our future. They made decisions differently in the same situations. Decision sets a course for your path. Amen. And thank God. You know why there's constantly change? Because God's constantly rearranging things to give you a new opportunity to make a decision. Every change brings new opportunities. Now, if you got a loser's mindset, every change causes them to give up. Oh, well, now I don't know what's going on. Amen. But if you got an attitude of faith, every change produces new opportunities. Everybody say with me, today is a new opportunity. Hallelujah. New opportunities mean new possibilities. And the name of Jesus, tomorrow is different to yesterday. Hello. Tomorrow is different to last Monday. It's not Monday again. It is Monday. What is the date? Monday the 9th of July. For the first time in the history of humanity. Hello. For the first time in your life. It's Monday morning, 9 July. 2018. Hallelujah. And it's a new opportunity. It's an opportunity for you and I to rise up and make a decision. And you know what they say the definition of madness is? Do the same thing and expect a different result. I'm believing God for a different life, but I do the same thing. No, you must make new decisions. So I'm going to speak to you about five decisions that has great reward in your life. Of course, we know that our heart attitude, love the Lord your God, love Him with all your mind, love Him with all your soul, love Him with all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's the great commandment on which everything else is built. Because what is it used to, what does it value you to gain the whole world, lose your soul? Amen. So, but the five decisions. Number one, you have to make a decision that you will succeed. Oh, Pastor Johnny, I come from a family of losers. Make a decision, you will succeed. Losing is not hereditary. I've seen children born in big families, losers. Thank you for your enthusiasm. And I've seen children born in losing families that are winners. Winning is a decision. Somebody say it's a decision. Success, listen, is the reward of tireless effort. The Bible says that laziness will come upon you like a lion. Amen. Laziness gets you nowhere. So success is a decision. Success is the reward of tireless effort. I heard this said once, that success is the result of consistently doing small things right. Can you hear me tonight? Consistently. Don't ever let the enemy tell you, well, that's just a small thing. Doesn't matter. Do it right. If it's just a small thing, then do it right. Somebody say amen. You know, success is not the result of overlooking standards. Success is never the result of sloppiness. It is never the result of laziness. And success is not the result of pipe dreams of the undeserved. One day my ship's gonna come in. Da kom di Alabama, di Alabama, di komurisi. Da kom di Alabama, and a ching ching da kom di Alabama, ching ching da kom di, and the Alabama never comes. Amen. Success is not a pipe dream. Success is the reward of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hard work brings success. Choose to do the right things. Choose to do things right. Amen. You know, we find in the scripture that when Cain brought Genesis 4:3, let's read it. At harvest time, Cain brought to the Lord a gift from his farm produce, while Abel brought several choice lambs from the best of his flock. And the Lord accepted or respected Abel and his offering, but he did not accept Cain and his offering. And that made Cain very angry. Have you noticed how sometimes people are lazy, are jealous and angry at people who succeed? They watch Igoli all night and then they're jealous because somebody else went out and was industrious, hallelujah, and got their reward. And it says here, and so God said, why are you so angry? Why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you respond the right way. But if you refuse to respond correctly, then watch out. Sin is waiting to attack and destroy you. But you must rule over it. Hallelujah. Listen, sin finds slack people. Can I say it again? Sin finds slack people. All you need to do is be like David. Instead of going in a time where kings go to war, you walking, checking out Abigail. Amen. Yes, another guy. He might be less self-control than you, but Abigail's nowhere near him. He's working. Amen. It's the lazy eye. Careful. Hebrews 4 verse 5 says, but Cain and his offering didn't get God's approval. Cain lost his temper and went into a sulk. And God said to Cain, why this tantrum? Why are you sulking? If you do well, won't you be accepted? And if you don't do well, sin is lying in wait for you, ready to pounce on you. It's out to get you. But you've got to master it. Listen, success is the result of self-control. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a standard, and the standard of God is righteousness. Doing what's right. Amen. Second decision. First decision, I want to succeed. I want to do right. Second decision is the decision to follow instructions. Amen. I get caught just about every time I buy something new. I pull that thing out of the cardboard box. I'm so happy to get it. I put it together. I don't read the instructions. And after struggling for about an hour, my wife says, here's the instructions. Amen. Listen, something about following instructions. Teaching is something you learn, while instruction is something you follow. Amen. We follow God's instruction. It's amazing how many people want to teach God how things should actually work. But Lord, I did it this way. I expect you to bless it. God said that's not the way things work. Amen. So we need to follow God's instruction. We were never authorized to teach believers. We were commanded to instruct the disciples. Amen. Instruct people. The assassin said this, we have spent way too much time educating our Lord. Let me show you how things should work, God. Oh, yeah, people, they fight with God. Lord, I did it this way. Why didn't you? God said, but I told you. Instructions. Somebody say instructions. Deuteronomy 33 verse 3. Indeed, you love the people. All your holy ones are in your hands. They follow your steps and accept your instructions. Listen, the Holy Ghost will make you very clever. Amen. When you follow the unction of the Holy Ghost, you will look good. Amen. You know, the book of Proverbs even says, even a fool, if he keeps his mouth shut, will be considered wise. Amen. Some people are blabbing, blabbing, blab, 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 and you'd wish they will shut up. Amen. Hallelujah. Like my neighbor, he had a sticker over his door, says some people bring blessing when they come, others bring blessing when they leave. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 1 verse 3. Through these proverbs, people will receive instruction in discipline, good conduct, and doing what's right, just, and fair. 4 verse 1. My children, listen to me. Listen to your father's instruction. Pay attention and grow wise. Amen. Do you know why you disagree most times? Because your teachers have got wisdom you don't have. That's why you disagree. Because you don't know the truth they know. You must change. Amen. And I had a cousin. He thought he's clever. And he went to university, and the professor's lecturing him. He said, no, it's not so. I'll tell you how it is. Eventually the professor said, sit up and shut up. You're in my class. I'm not in your class. Amen. A teachable spirit leads to promotion. Somebody say amen. Listen, you listen to teaching, but you pay attention to instruction. Amen. Number 3, it's the decision to choose the right alliances. Who you align yourself with is crucial. Amen. Watch the people that are in your life. An alliance is a relationship based on an affinity in interests, nature, or qualities. Things that you associate with. Now, that doesn't mean we never associate with those that need help. We go to them. We help them. But we associate with those who can help pull us up. Amen. Hallelujah. I learned that long ago in my life with the Lord. There's certain people I meet with them, and my relationship towards them is to minister to them. There's other people that I speak to, and my relationship with them is I learn from them. They have the authority to speak into my life. They can influence me. There's certain people you don't want influence from. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God before you go into those places. Cover your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. You even put antibacteria on your hands. I don't mean it in an ugly way. You know what I mean? There's certain people that can be your peers, that can influence you. If you hang around the wrong people for too long, you will learn the wrong things, or you will slack down from your principles. Thank you very much. Amen. History is proof that your relationships determine the direction of your life, because a person of excellence will open doors for you. Amen. There's some people that constantly suck on you. Amen. There's some people you say, how are you? And you wish you'd never asked. Because by the time they unloaded you, there's no God. Oh, it's bad. Oh, somebody help me. You know, you have to get rescued. Amen. Somebody help me. Why did I ask them? Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, I'm not saying we never meet with. Yeah, we meet with them, but when you meet with them, you minister to them. Amen. Don't let them affect your life. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners. Amen. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delights in the law of the Lord. Do you see the progress there? When you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, you will eventually start standing around with sinners. And eventually you start feeling at home. And you sit with the scornful. And you're finished. You're finished. Amen. So be very careful of people who criticize the church, criticize. It's amazing. They criticize, but they don't even know the person themselves. The other day, somebody on Facebook's got a whole lot to say about Benny Hinn. I said, you don't even know the man. Amen. Hallelujah. Be careful of that. What does it that do to him anyway if you criticize him? He's not sitting around and saying, oh, look what Johnny says about. He doesn't even know that you're doing that. You're the one that's falling behind. Listen, you cannot receive from what you disrespect or dishonor. You cannot receive from that. You've just shut yourself down. Amen. And Proverbs 12:26, the righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. Alliance with God's people, his church, people of honor, will result in you learning honor, excellence, and the ways of success. It rubs off on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Number four. Make a decision to be grateful. A grateful person can fully perceive what he has, the resources at his disposal. Somebody say amen. And the potential, and he attracts God's favor. And a grateful person can start perceiving the strengths of those around him. Amen. Have you noticed that when you discount somebody, disrespect somebody, you can't receive from them? You notice that? And then here's something. The only cure for ingratitude is loss. If you don't have gratitude, you lose out. I'm not going to read it for you because I'm starting to run out of time, but you can read Genesis 3:17, where Adam was ungrateful for what he had and wanted to grab more, and that he lost the paradise that he was in. Amen. Gratefulness will keep you in a right relationship for the things that God has placed in your life. Amen. Ungratefulness will cause you to discount it and walk out and grab a hold of things that will destroy you. So it's very important. Ungrateful persons cannot see the value of what he has. A grateful person moves the hand of others to bless him. A grateful person will cause his boss to give him opportunities. Amen. So, no, but I don't want to be, I don't want to crepe, what's this word? Curry favor. So you want promotion, but you don't want favor. Curry favor, man. Amen. Hello. You want the boss to favor you, but you don't want to curry favor. So I don't know what you want. Curry favor. Amen. Do your best. Show your best. Be your best. Amen. So value and be grateful. Give thanks. Express your gratefulness. That's another thing. Learn to express your gratefulness. Amen. Express your gratefulness. Let them know. Psalm 100 verse 4 tells us in the Message Bible, says this: enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home talking praise and thank him and worship him. That's the way to be attracted. Tonight, the word that God spoke to me as we were worshiping, he said to me, there are things that I'm attracted to, and tonight I'm attracted to this worship. Hallelujah. So God's attracted to a person. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter with a password, thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:17, let every details of your lives, words, action, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God every step of the way. Hallelujah. Thankfulness causes you to see things in the light of God's perspective. Amen. Psalm 63 verse 6. Man, I thought this is wise counsel. I like this one. I'm taking this one for me. The others you can have. Psalm 63 verse 6. If I'm sleepless at midnight, I spend the hours in grateful reflection. Man, I like that. Hey. If I'm sleepless at midnight, I spend the hours in grateful reflection. My, I like that. I'm going to exercise this thing. Amen. And then number 5, the decision to be a giver, not a taker. It's a decision. Amen. You want to be in the front of the queue? How many of you want to be in the front of the queue? You know who's always in front of the queue? The person giving. The rest are standing in the queue. Hallelujah. Amen. One revelation that can carry you for the rest of the year. See you next year. Make a decision to be the giver and not the receiver, you know, to let go rather than hold on. Your life cannot be all about saving and gathering. When that becomes your effort, poverty awaits you. Amen. When you gather, it's only for yourself, you start isolating yourself. Have you noticed that people give? It's always a lot of people around them. A giving heart attracts people. Amen. They say that's why many follow Jesus, because he kept giving. So it's wonderful. They say, well, they only follow for the bread. At least they're following. Amen. They can get the word. Like Rodney Hunt Brown, he came to South Africa, had that big crusade, and he put up a car. He said, tonight there's going to be a lucky draw, a car, for everybody that comes. Hundreds of thousands of people arrived. Oh, the religious were so upset. I said, how can you do that? He said, well, my bait stinks, but at least it's working. Amen. Amen. Do whatever you can. Hallelujah. Becoming generous becomes your passion, prosperity will find you. Amen. Because when you give to the poor, you lend to God. Just this morning, we had that testimony of Sylvie, how she started giving in the Hope Center. She, you know, her business wasn't doing well. She started giving in the Hope Center, giving of herself. And the next moment, God started prospering her business, blessing her business. And wasn't long, and she pulled up here with a C-class Merc to thank God for his blessing on her life. Listen, if you're here tonight, you don't have a job, start working. You say, how can I start working if I don't have a job? Come to the Hope Center. We start Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, finish at 1:30. Come work. God rewards work. The Bible says God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. You know how many people we see that don't have a job, they come to church, they say, what can I do? What can I do? So, well, do this. And after a little while, man, we're so happy they're there and they're helping, they're doing this. And then they get a job. Oh, Lord. Oh, but thank you. That was their reward. Amen. They became a blessing. Hallelujah. So don't let life push you down. Amen. Decide, I'm going to be a blessing. Somebody say, decide to be a blessing. Listen, when you decide to be a blessing, you start releasing from what you have, what you didn't even know you had. And when the needs of others start drawing on your heart, you'll start giving what you cannot afford to give. And that attracts the attention of God. Just this morning, we had a testimony of Dion at the Wentworth congregation. She had 5 children with her. She was struggling. They didn't have enough food. And she decided, there's people worse off than me. Let me start feeding. And they started blessing and touching and feeding others. Well, they didn't have. And within a short while, God started blessing them. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, decide to be a giver. Some people are like locusts. That's all they are. Consume, 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 consume. Amen. I'm sure some of you got family members like that. All they do is take, 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 take. What have you got for me? What have you got for me? We're going to take. And if you don't look, I'll take that as well. And if you don't, I'll steal that as well. I'll take. Because they view themselves as locusts. They view themselves as consumers. But we need to have a heart that gives. Hallelujah. A generous heart attracts prosperity. Prosperity is a spirit. Somebody say amen. He says in Proverbs 11:24, there is those who scatters and yet increases. And there are those who withhold more than what is right and attends to poverty. And Jesus said, give and it shall be given. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Be a blessing. Come on, decide today. Lord, I'm going to be a blessing. You say, well, I don't have. You can be a blessing. Amen. Well, I don't have too much. You can be a blessing. Learn to invest. Learn to give of yourself. Listen, having a word for others does not take money. It flows from a prosperous spirit. Can I say that again? Having a word of encouragement, having a word of blessing from others does not require money. It requires a prosperous spirit. And when a person is prosperous in his spirit, prosperity attaches itself to them. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And finally, some good advice. Learn to invest in your life. Amen. Learn not to be a consumer. One of the big truths that I've learned is learn to have, pay yourself as well. Give God a tithe and pay yourself a tithe. Put it in, I call it a power account. 10% for the Lord, 10% into the power account every month. Within a year, you'll have a month's salary lying there ready. You say, well, I'm going to buy a TV with it. No, it's not there for that. It's there to create wealth. It's there for when opportunities arise, you can do things. How many of you were in this morning's service when the anointing of God moved and God started speaking about this week, opportunities are going to present themselves for you. Amen. This week is going to come to you. People are going to ask you things. Going to be unexpected doors, openings that's going to come to your life because God is intervening. Amen. And this is my prayer this morning, and I pray this for you as well, that you'll be able to discern the interventions of God. Amen. When somebody says to you, well, I'm looking for a swimming pool motor. Have you got one for me? Say, yes. I say, well, I don't sell them. Say, yes. How many do you want? Amen. Well, I was looking for three. Amen. By when? This afternoon. It'll be by you. Google. Swimming pool motors. Amen. Right, I've got swimming pool motors for you. Got the money ready? Yes. Amen. Buy the swimming pool motors. Sell it to him. Put the profit in your pocket. Give God 10%. Give yourself 10%. Amen. You've just become a swimming pool motor agent. And you weren't even planning for it. God sent somebody to ask you for it. Amen. Have you got toothpaste? Yes. Somebody say yes. Oh, it's not so enthusiastic. Somebody say, listen, opportunity is knocking at your door constantly. Amen. You hear me tonight? Hallelujah. Do you have a Rolex watch? Yes. How many do you want? Amen. Hallelujah. And work the details out with the Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Learn to invest. Poverty persists when you spend all you have. If you spend all you have, you're in a rat race. You earn to spend, and then you have to earn again to spend, and then you spend because you have to earn. And if you start spending what you don't have, poverty has got you. Amen. Get rid of credit cards. Get rid of things that's pulling you down. Amen. Develop strategies to deal with them. And if you don't know how to get out, speak to wise people. Amen. Go to the elders. Say, listen, I've got this. What can you tell me? Amen. A person asked a few weeks ago, he said, Pastor Johnny, I'm really struggling to get out of my debt. I said, do you have a plan? He said, yes. I said, what's your plan? He says, I'm paying it. I said, that's not a plan. That's the bare minimum. Amen. A plan means you've got a way of dealing with that thing. Amen. And you've got some structure to it. So plant your field. Invest. Every believer should have investments. Hello? You say, what investments? Something that you're making money from. Hallelujah. Do you know many, many, many businesses started in the home by the wife while the husband's at work and she thought, what can I do? And then that business became so prosperous, the husband left his job to come work in her business. Amen. Because God has given you, I'm saying this to you tonight, by the Spirit of the Lord, I prophesy over you. God has given you the power to create wealth. The Bible says it's He that gives you the power to create wealth. There's not one believer who does not have the power to create wealth. Somebody say amen. Amen. And don't become dogmatic. Don't say, well, this is what I do. I sell samosas. If tomorrow somebody comes while you're selling samosas and say, I'm looking for a gas stove. So yes, I sell that as well. Amen. I prophesy to you today, this week, God's going to open an opportunity for you. And our business opportunity is actually meeting people's needs. The person who can meet people's needs the best will have the most successful business. Thank you very much for your enthusiasm. Amen. Somebody say, make a choice. Make a decision to be a blessing. To be a giver. Start somewhere. Amen. Starts reaching out. I'm ready to be a blessing. And what can I say again? It starts from a prosperous spirit. Spending time with the Lord. We're talking to people. Encourage them. Amen. Be an encourager. Be a giver. Be a blessing. Have you noticed that when somebody's telling a joke, everybody goes stand around because they also want to laugh? Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, they're giving something. That's making people happy. Amen. Somebody's telling a story. Everybody comes to come listen to them tell a story. They're giving something. From what? From the money they have? No, from the wealth that's in them. Amen. From the capacity God's given them. Come on, lift your hand and say, thank you, Father, for giving me capacity, for giving me wealth, for giving me the power to create, for giving me the anointing, for giving me inspiration. And I thank you tonight. I make a decision to be a blessing. Tonight, I realize I am blessed to be a blessing. I am blessed to be a blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Who has the most effect on people around them? It's a person who's a giver. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, in the name of Jesus, this week, opportunity is going to open. Doors are going to open. God's going to reveal what he has given you. And I want you tonight, each one, to realize you got something to give. You got something to invest. God has opened a door for you. Father, we thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truths tonight. Thank you, Father, that this week is a week of the supernatural, a week of an open heaven. This week, we thank you for number 8. We thank you, Lord, that you reveal that this week is a week of resurrection power. New beginnings in every life. We thank you for that blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And every eye closed, every head bowed for a moment. Yet tonight, you say, Pastor Johnny, I don't know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm here tonight, but I desperately need God. I want you to know tonight that Jesus came because of his compassion and his love for you. He took your sins on himself. He went to the cross, not because he was a sinner, but because he loved you so much, he knew that you cannot pay for your own sin. He took it on himself, and he paid a price, a terrible price. They nailed him to that cross, and he shed his blood out of love for you, because God's not willing that you perish. And he took your place, and he died in your place, and he went to hell in your place, and he canceled the assignments of the enemy over sin. He broke the power of sin, and God declared him righteous and raised him from the dead. And he is master and he is Lord. Whosoever will call on his name shall be saved. And if you tonight will turn from your life and say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that my life's far from you, I acknowledge that my life's in sin. I ask you to forgive me. He will grant you forgiveness and wash you with his precious blood. Tonight's your night of salvation. You hear tonight, say, Pastor Johnny, I need Jesus to save my life. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. Please pray for me. God loves you so much. That's why he gave your son for your salvation. And you say tonight, here I am, Lord Jesus. Receive my life. Receive my heart. Here I am. I give my life to you. If that is you, I want you to lift your hand all over this place. Here I am, Pastor Johnny. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Here I am, Jesus. How to make right with you. I see that hand. I see that hand. Somebody here tonight said, Pastor Johnny, I need to make right with God. Pray for me. I want that new beginning tonight. I want to lift that hand. I bless these hands tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, everybody's got your hand raised. Quickly, stand wherever you are. Don't put your hands down. Don't stay in your seat. Stand wherever you are. You got your hand raised. Stand in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless these. I apply the blood for their redemption to them tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to step out from where you are and come to the front. They're going to pray for you. Amen. All over this place. You're standing back there. Come into the aisle. Come. Come tonight. Come in the name of Jesus. And many of you tonight, you say, Pastor Johnny, I did not raise my hand. Can I come? Yes. Come now. Hallelujah.
Oh, wonderful. We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457 We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.